The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our epistle reading for this past Sunday, the 13th Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking at Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 13 again. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart in your struggles against sin. You have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, and you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons. For what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live? Our fathers disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good, that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Therefore, strengthen your feeble arms and your weak knees. Make level paths for your feet, so that the lame may not be disabled, but rather healed. My dear friends in Christ, our reading says, let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Why did Jesus endure the cross, its shame, and the opposition of sinful men? Well, he did it to win heaven for us. And he also did it to give us courage and strength as we face life's trials and troubles. Jesus endured so much more than we can ever expect to endure. Well, remember, the crucifixion was horrible, but he endured real hell in order to pay for our sins. He endured so much, and he did that for our sake. And he did that, and as we see him suffering, we can also recognize that Jesus will be with us to help every trial and trouble that we face along the way. You know, Jesus, he is our inspiration to run the race of life. So let's fix our eyes on Jesus. And, well, remember the story of the Apostle Peter walking on the water? When Peter focused on Jesus, he walked on the water. And when he took his eyes off of Jesus, then he began to sink. When he focused on the wind and the waves, on the trials and troubles instead of on Jesus, he began to sink. And when we fix our eyes on Jesus, there is nothing that can sink you and me. See, now Jesus, he is the inspiration for us to run the race of life. Satan, the unbelieving world, and our own sinful flesh, they can't harm us in the least, really. They can cause us troubles, but, well, we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. But we can do all things through Him who gives us strength. We can do all things through Jesus who gives us strength. Always remember that. Oh, I wonder if I'll ever run in a marathon, and if I actually do, I wonder if I'll be able to finish the race. 26.2 miles is a long way to run. But our life is more than a marathon, and that maybe sounds like a scary thing to think about. How many of you think you could run a marathon? Maybe some of you can. But all the trials and troubles that we face in this life, maybe especially in the last few years, they can make life seem so frustrating and even depressing. However, you and I don't have to be afraid about the outcome, because we can rest assured that what Jesus already did is He already won the real victory for us. So, as our reading says, let's run with perseverance the race marked out for us. And let's claim the gold medals that Christ has already won for each of us. Jesus and all that He's done for us is the inspiration for us to run the race of life. And know that you and I are winners now and forever in Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help us see how important life is. The race of life requires perseverance, because life is more than a marathon. It's my time, it's our time to learn about Jesus, to share Jesus. Help us so that that is what our life really is. Our time to learn about Jesus, to share Jesus. And remember, Jesus is our inspiration to run that race of life, and to win now and forever. We pray in His name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with you always.